hopefully we
Hey, thank you, Eddie. We are at Wildcat Chevrolet, and I tell you what, just really talking about a great event we had back on Friday or Thursday of last week, the Ag Appreciation Dinner. But, you know, agriculture is so important to this community. One guy who knows that for sure, he's a farmer and a car dealer, Michael Oliver of Wildcat Chevrolet. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Congratulations on a great, great Ag Dinner. You really made possible Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. What a nice gentleman he was. What a great job he did speaking to agriculture in Trigg County Thursday night.
Yes, I thought he done a great job. I was very pleased with it, and I hope everyone else was. It was exciting, and I didn't know what to expect coming from someone that, you know, just writes down about auctions and stuff, but he had a really great speech, and I really thought that, and it really wasn't a speech. I say it's a speech. It wasn't a speech. He just talked just like me and you talking. So, I mean, he done a great job, I thought.
Exciting things going on here, too. And, you know, that was an exciting way to kick the week off on Thursday. But exciting things going on here out your window, Michael. And I know it's perfectly placed where you can watch the construction of that new building outside your window.
Yeah, I've got a bird's eye view right here where I can watch it for sure. And, no, it's very exciting. We're proud to be making progress where you can see progress now. And we're really excited.
Yeah, I think that's great. This new building is going to give you so many opportunities that you don't have inside the facility now.
Yes, it'll give us a lot more room, and especially in our service department. So we're really looking forward to that, and we'll have more room to accommodate people, and we'll have a whole lot nicer facility.
I think this is Agriculture Week, and today kicks off really a National Agriculture Week for us here in this area. We always love to kick it off with you, and agriculture is big for you. You're a farmer yourself. You've been in farming and agriculture and really got your start in agriculture when you were young.
Yes, I've been around ag all my life, and there's been a lot of changes over the years. And, yes, I'm very proud to be a part of it in all different ways, and whatever I can do to help, I'd be more glad to do it.
And really, that's kind of what connected you and Machinery Pete, too. You were up at Dale C's auction and just happened to walk by, and here he was.
That's right. Dale bought vehicles from us back in the mid-2000s, and a lot of those vehicles was in that sale. And I went up there because I knew that Dale kept his equipment and trucks very nice, and I went up there to hoping to purchase some of those vehicles to put on a lot. And that's where I run into Machinery Pete at.
And I think it's neat. He said he talked to Dale about, you know, your vehicles are kept in such good shape, and Dale's like, well, I don't know what you mean. That's just the way a lot of farmers keep their equipment. They keep it in good running order.
That's just part of everyday life. You know, they're proud of their equipment. They're proud of their trucks, their cars, and their machinery the same. And they want to keep them clean, keep them up to. They may necessarily like keep them clean as Dale did, but they will service them and take care of them because they know that's the life. That's the longevity of it is keeping them serviced, keeping them up in good shape.
You pride yourself in keeping a great selection of trucks here. Somebody asked me that. I said, why do the Wildcat have so many trucks? But you are our truck headquarters here in Kentucky.
Well, yes, we're proud to be known as truck headquarters. We do sell a lot of trucks, and we move them through here quite often. You know, they come through and they don't stay around very long. And you know, we have a big shipment of trucks coming in here anytime. I mean, I expect them anytime. I think I counted this morning. There's like 18 already in the nearby, and there'll be another 12 or 14 right behind them. And I mean, that could be here within a week. And about 40% of them are already sold, spoken for. So anyway, we'll get them in and get them out pretty quick. So
what's special about the 2025s then? What's new out on the 2025 Chevrolets?
Well, there's a lot of little different things. You know, there's not, some of them are not a lot of difference in the 24 and the 25, but it's, you know, just technology. They're changing technology on them all the time. And then the looks of them, they've got a little different look inside. And, you know, it's just, there's all kinds of little different things. And we're very excited about the 2025 Equinox, Traverse, and those are all redesigned. The Trax, the Trailblazer, they're all redesigned vehicles, and they're very sought after. The Chevrolet Tahoe is had redesigned somewhat, and the Suburban. So those are not lasting very long. You know, when we get them on the lot, most of the time they're already sold before they get here.
Oh, yeah.